United States is approaching a record of new daily coronavirus cases, with the surge's impact seeming to affect every section of the country. Among the latest developments, a lockdown at a Sioux tribe reservation in South Dakota and a plea by a Florida health official for a halt to children's birthday parties. There's an increasingly desperate situation at a hospital in northern Idaho, too, which is running out of space for patients and considering airlifts to bigger cities out of state. The surge in the U.S. mirrors a similar spike in Europe. Poland's President Andrzej Duda has tested positive for coronavirus, according to a spokesman. The spokesman said Saturday on Twitter that the 48-year-old conservative leader was tested the day before and his result was positive. He added that the president feels well. Duda's diagnosis comes amid a huge surge in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths in Poland. Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim says he's concerned about reports that the prime minister wants to declare a state of emergency to fight the coronavirus so that he can suspend parliament and thereby crush efforts to oust his government. Local media has reported that Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin is seeking an emergency declaration to battle a fresh coronavirus outbreak. Speculation intensified after he held a special cabinet meeting Friday and then met with the king. Anwar met the king last week to try and convince the monarch that he now has enough support from lawmakers to topple the current prime minister, whose government has only a 2-seat majority in parliament. Anwar says an emergency would clearly be aimed at preserving the government. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device.